She was murdered.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Sorry, it was burping. Welcome back to Not a Monster, Not a Boogeyman. And this week,
we're doing paranormal things.
Yes, for the first time, because we need to lighten the mood from serial killers. We also have some guests this week. We have my cousin Lucy and my younger sister Casey, because they are going to help out with this story.
Hi.
Hello.
So, we're talking about shadow people, and this, doing research for this gave me a shit ton of anxiety.
Even when you were, like, doing the research and I was sitting across the room, your face was, like, petrified for most
of the day. Dude, it's one thing to be like, here's paranormal shit, it's another thing to sit there and be like, and now the paranormal shit's connected to the Men in Black.
Oh, God.
Fuck.
I started crying and I had to walk away from my desk at work.
At work.
Oh yeah, I do all my research at work, by the way, because I'm a lazy piece of shit.
Also same.
So, do you have any housekeeping things we need to talk about?
I don't think so. I'll talk about it in the other one.
Okay, sounds good. So, as I said, this gave me a shit ton of anxiety, but I wanted to talk about it because of the fact that a lot of people in my family have experienced stuff with this. My boyfriend has, my family, most of my friends. So, shadow people. A lot of people around the world have been experiencing stuff with this, and it has a lot to do with the fact that most of us are afraid of the dark.
Yeah.
Even as a grown adult, I'm fucking terrified of the dark.
Yeah, I do everything I can to avoid being in a dark room, so.
And then on top of that, you were adding some stranger that is now in your home and is an entirely black shadow. Fuck that in particular.
Yeah, that sounds good.
But, you know, and on top of being just overall extremely unsettling and this being a horrible monster demon baby thing, it's been reoccurring.
Sorry.
What is my monster demon baby comments? That's what they are. They've been mentioned so often in, like, history, religion, folklore, all over the world. And it's even mentioned in the Quran as pitch black sapient beings. So,
wow. I'm just surprised that, like, a major religion was like, yeah, this is a thing.
Yeah.
Acknowledgement.
Well, there's even more to that quote where they talk about, like, how sentient they are, that they just kind of appear and disappear. Mm. And I'm like, oh yeah, let's just write an entire verse on this and a major religion.
Right, that's fucking horrifying.
But yeah, people of every race and age have been seeing them for centuries. It's been documented by Egyptians, the Greek, the Romans. And most people end up seeing shadow people out of the corner of their eye, and they will report them sometimes having glowing red eyes, which is something I've seen. I don't know about you guys.
Not really.
I haven't.
Yeah.
No?
No.
Okay, well, I'll just come back.
Oh, well. There was that time in your, like, room, I remember, but I don't think that was, like, the same thing.
That's probably just Naomi.
Fuck off. But I wanted to cover some of the stuff that psychologists try to use to kind of write it off, because we try to do everything we can to say the paranormal isn't real.
Mm-hmm.
And albeit these are very good explanations, they are just very situational for me. The first one is that since it is often seen out of the corner of your eye, that the corner of your eye is just meant to pick a peripheral, and it will try and fill in as much as possible of what it doesn't know. So if it picks up any sort of motion in the corner of your eye, it's going to fill it in to be like, oh, then there's something that should be moving over there doing that movement.
Mm-hmm.
The horrifying part of that means that there's still something moving in your peripheral that should not be moving.
Great.
But your brain does fill it in for missing information, so it could make something that could be like a pet or some, like, piece of paper moving in the wind for some reason that doesn't exist in your home, into a shadow person. The other thing is also if you have some low frequencies inside your home, they can cause visual hallucinations in animals and humans.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. So, that's like, it's, yeah, sometimes the Earth's electromagnetic frequencies and all of that, if it's on a lower setting rather than a higher setting, I guess too high and too low is both bad, because it can cause hallucinations, both visual and auditory. But there is a specific thing that happens, which is called apparitional experience, which is where you perceive there being a living being or an inanimate object that stimulates your brain and your perception to seem like it's a ghost. And the way psychologists kind of use this is they try and say that this means that you are schizotypy, or that you are prone to having psychosis. So you're not types, you're not quite psychotic yet, but you're prone to psychosis. So if you see these hallucinations, you could be crazy.
You're getting there.
You're getting there. But I didn't want to go too much into that because it leads down a Wikipedia rabbit hole of sleep paralysis, psychotic conditions, and like even touches on doppelgangers, oddly enough. And then the biggest one that most shadow people are connected to is sleep paralysis, which is horrifying.
Have you had that?
I have not, actually.
I hear that's terrifying.
Yeah. I've been fortunate enough not to have to deal with it. Doesn't make me feel any better, because then I'm like, oh great, I'm not having sleep paralysis, but I'm still seeing this stuff.
Yeah.
So am I just crazy, or...
At least you can run, though.
At least I can run, yeah. But then I'm like, if this is a ghost thing, what makes me think it's not going to follow me, or just like...
Casey would just start throwing hands.
I'd just go back to sleep.
I don't know, because I've like...
Bye, good night!
I don't know, because I've like run up on her on the stairs a few times, and all she does is scream and then fall down the stairs and curl into a ball and just start crying.
No, I just freeze on the spot because I'm terrible at like...
What are those animals that like turn around and pretend they're dead?
Basically. Yeah. But like... I know it's you, and I know, like, you're not gonna do the worst to me, so, like, I'll just, like, take it, but it's because I know that you're not gonna, like, murder me, so.
Did you have a dream about me murdering you?
Yeah, I did have a dream about you murdering me, and then I stayed clear of you for, like, that entire day, so you had to, like, sit me down and promise me that you were not going to murder me in cold blood. Just, like, full on. Because you ran up the stairs in my dream to kill me, too, and I had a heart attack.
Okay.
Like I say, every time I have a nightmare, I just, like, full on go for whatever's gonna kill me, and it wakes me up. So, like, if one day I just don't wake up, it's fine.
Casey runs doors and going, do it, you coward!
Yeah, basically.
Just fucking do it!
Betsy!
Oh, God. But, yeah, sleep paralysis.
Sorry. Right.
Sleep paralysis is when you are coming out of a dream state and you can't move, you're essentially paralyzed, and this happens for usually just a few minutes, and because you are in this half-dream state still, your brain is trying to fill in whatever it can, and it starts making these hallucinations. Psychologists do say that because you are in this heightened state of your emotions, that's what's more likely to make you hallucinate. So even if you're in high intensity situations outside of like maybe a traumatic experience, you are also more likely to hallucinate. And it also has to do with sleep deprivation, stress, weird sleep cycles, genetics, and narcolepsy. The sleep deprivation thing is most often reported by meth addicts.
Well,
that oh,
makes
wow.
sense.
I love that.
There's other things that play there.
Yeah.
Just the fucking sleep deprivation. Like, I don't know, the fucking meth.
But yeah, meth addicts are normally reported the hallucinations.
No.
talk about seeing, like, succubi or incubi, or just, like, a really common one is also, like, an old woman that stands in the corner, which is horrifying, because it's a really, really common one with sleep paralysis, is an old woman.
That's terrifying.
I don't like old people in general, so...
But this, that specifically is called, pareidolia, and that's where your brain is just taking any stimulus and they try and fill in an area, so, like, if you don't hear the middle of someone's sentence, your brain works it out and tries to, what makes sense of the middle of that mm-hmm. sentence. So, this is just another form of that, like, you see something that's kind of human-shaped when you're just waking up, so you think, oh, that's a person, even though it's just a blanket on your floor. You think it's something crawling across your floor to kill you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, naturally.
Naturally. It couldn't be a pet or anything. No. Your brain's like, it's a human and it's gonna come kill me.
Yeah, it's that old lady that usually just stands in the corner of my room, you know, it's fine.
You sound like you have a lot of experiences with this old lady.
You mean the one in my closet?
Oh, God. But I wanted, obviously the reason we're here is for the paranormal bits, because a lot of that stuff has to do with, hey, you just woke up, and so now you're hallucinating. It doesn't give any explanation for people that see it during the day, or see it in groups of people, or see it repeatedly over time, unless you have psychosis.
Great.
But, as I said, that's why I think a lot of that is really situational. But the paranormal one, a lot of people think that shadow people are aliens.
Hmm.
And that's why they are able to teleport. And oddly enough, shadow people are most often seen by people that are also alien abductees.
Okay, so I have some news for you, baby.
That's fine.
And even time travelers. So people think that they're time travelers and they're hiding in, like, another, like, dimensional fabric. So that's why they only look as shadows.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, oddly enough, there's, like, a high correlation of, like, people that have been abducted by aliens or have seen aliens claim to. They also have high levels of paranormal stuff happening in their house. So that's why some people think there's some sort of correlation there. But most people think that it is paranormal rather than a trick of the mind, because they are seen as intelligent interdimensional beings with a conscious strain of thought. They're felt to be negative by most people, because when you see them, you feel, like, dread, because you don't know what the fuck you're looking at.
Right.
Some people even consider they're demonic, because they are shadow figures, and people have been attacked by them. They've had them chase them, choke them, drag them, scratch them. Some people have almost claimed to be killed by them. And they feed off of the anger and the fear, so they're parasites. And they are drawn to homes where anger and aggression is really high.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a lot of fear in your home, you have illness, you have just not a good home life, you're more likely to see these things around your home, because they're drawn to it.
Right.
But the one that's more often connected with that is... one that's considered the most demonic, and that one is the Hat Man. And he's the main reason that I wanted to talk about it. He also appears often with red eyes. He has a hat on. It can be a tall hat or an old fedora-style hat. He sometimes has a cane. And he is considered to be completely evil, and if you see him, is considered a bad omen. Some sources say that he only appears to people who are going to face a personal tragedy, and will arrive when a person's life is in turmoil or they are experiencing depression, anxiety, aggression, things like that. And some have made the connection of the Hat Man and the Men in Black just because of appearances. Fuck that idea in particular.
That noise.
But the more common one is that people believe that the Hat Man will appear to take people to hell, and that they are about to die, and he is the devil himself.
Hmm.
two accounts that support this is that there was a man who had just attempted suicide. He woke up in the hospital, and just after he woke up, he saw the Hat Man sitting next to his bed, and then he disappeared quickly, but not before he heard the Hat Man say, "I almost had you."
Oh my gosh.
And the second one was a German soldier who was working on a haunted military base, and he saw the Hat Man in his mirror, and he asked the Hat Man who he was, and he responded with, "I am Scratch," which is an old term that referred to the devil.
Oh.
So that's two accounts of people saying that this man is creepy and fucked up, and I don't ever want to have another experience with him.
Every time I think about this, because I've never seen this,
mm-hmm.
I only think of the Babadook. It's literally the only representation.
Yes, that's fair. Yeah, that's pretty close. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I don't know if the Babadook was based off of it. I'm kind of interested.
There's similarity. Yeah. So like that's a fair thing to think.
Yeah.
Okay. He would think, but then he also eats bugs.
Babadook?
Yeah.
I don't remember. That movie was fucking awful. I don't remember.
I have such bad memories of the middle of the movie, where she's just masturbating in bed and then her son shows up.
Jesus Christ.
It's like, I don't want to watch this anymore.
My favorite part is when she's like, "Why can't you just be normal?" And he just screams in response. Same, my guy.
Okay.
That's my response to most things.
No!
Look at me.
But most people end up witnessing the Hat Man for their first time, oddly enough, in relation to the Babadook. They do see him the first time when they are children, and then he will keep reappearing to them throughout their life, which is why I freaked out when Aiden drew the thing.
Oh, that was terrifying.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Her son, drew something that looked incredibly similar to the Hat Man. It was an all-black marker.
Yeah.
With red. And yeah. It looked like a hat on the top of it. He told us later it was supposed to be a Christmas tree and he just didn't have the color green.
But it didn't look
it
like...
It didn't look like a Christmas tree. But yeah, they mainly show up to children and then they will show up multiple times. And it's also not uncommon that if one family member has seen the Hat Man, that multiple people in the same family will see the Hat Man throughout the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
Which is why Lucy and Casey are here. I did come across an interesting site that was called the Hat Man Project, which is just a collaboration of people where they have written down any of their experiences with the Hat Man, so anyone can send this site their story, so if anyone out there possibly has also experienced the Hat Man, it's just called the Hat Man Project. You can Google it and submit your story, because I want to see how common this is, and, mm-hmm. like, if the stories can give any more insight about what this being possibly is. But, as I said, the reason I have my cousin and my sister here is because we have all had experiences with the Hat Man. And actually, Clay did too, right?
Yeah, Clay does too, but he's working, so,
yes.
You know.
We have the very brief account of that. But I think it would be helpful if we just went in chronological order.
So that would be me.
That would be you.
Yeah, so no, like, it was one night, right? I was, because I used to have your room, so I was facing towards the street, and I was in my bed, and I got up to go wash my hands, or brush my teeth, something like that, and I had a habit to, like, just always looking out the window, because, like, it's a nice view, and, well, okay, you know what, I liked it, because it was dark,
it's more
and,
so
like,
than my room.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have the garbage.
Yeah, I do.
She gets to
I
see
am
neighbors.
The garbage.
Okay, anymore.
Sorry, continue.
So I was just like looking out the window and I'm looking towards the stop sign, so that's like three or four houses away from our house, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking and I see like the shadow, like it was like a shadow, it looked like a guy with a hat, but it was like far away, so I'm like, am I seeing this right? So I kind of like looked away for a minute and then I'm like, no, that doesn't look right. And, like, I literally just, like, looked away for a second, and I'm like, no, let me take a second look. And when I looked again, it was right in front of our house, like, literally. And I could see him. It was just a guy dressed all in black, the top hat, a cane. And he just kind of, like, looked up to my room. And I freaked out. I didn't stop looking at him. I just kind of like freaked out. I just kept looking. And he walked like across the driveway. And then that's when I was like, no, fuck this. And I just like stopped looking. And then when I went to look again, it was gone. But it was terrifying. It was like at first I thought I was like tripping because it looked like something out of that movie Dracula, like with the top hat and the long hair. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, there's no way I just saw that. But like I did. And it was just terrifying. And I didn't know anybody else had seen it until one time Naomi was over at my house. And I'm like telling her about this. And she's like going white, like all the color is draining from her face. And she's like, wait, Casey has seen this too. And that's when she started telling me about Casey. And like, yeah.
Well, yeah.
So,
I have the room that used to be Lucy's room because we all lived in the same house at one point. And this happened to me about the time I was in middle school. So, I did have a lot of aggression happening in the home.
Mm-hmm.
We were all just really angry, depressed, etc. So, I don't know if that drew it in. But it's kind of similar. I was looking out of my window and down the street, and I remember very clearly I saw a man in kind of like a trench coat cape looking thing standing right underneath the street light. So it was no way, like, he wasn't just standing in the shadows, he was standing right in the fucking middle of this street lamp. And I don't understand how, like, he was solid black, like the deepest black you've ever seen, with this top hat and long hair. I don't remember if he had a cane, but I just remember looking at it at like 2 or 3 in the morning, and I was like, that doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
So I quickly turn around and turn off the light to my room, which is only takes a couple of seconds because I had to walk across the room and walk back. And I peek through the blinds because I didn't want this person to realize I was watching them.
Mm-hmm.
And in the time frame, he had somehow walked all the way from the end of the road to the front of my house.
Yeah.
Exactly like happened with Lucy. And he was looking up directly at my window. And I was freaking out because I was like, oh shit, he saw me. So he starts walking up the driveway towards my house. And I'm panicking at this point because I think, like, I immediately go to, this guy's a serial killer and he's just seen me and I'm now his victim. He's going to break into the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I duck down and I'm just sitting against the wall and I hear something fiddling with the door downstairs.
Oh.
And I started panicking because I'm like, fuck, somebody's going to break into my house. But then it stops. So I look back over and he's standing in the middle of the driveway again between the two cars we have there. And he just like walks off, and I like couldn't go to bed that night just because I was so anxious about what I had seen.
Yeah.
But I remember I was telling that story to Casey, and that's when she told me she had a dream that was very similar.
Right. Okay. So, in order to like explain why, like, I'm gonna explain why I'm so terrified of my dreams all the time is that, like, I see things in my dream and then they happen later, obviously. Like, that's just something that happens every once in a while. Not every once in a while, but you know. same difference. Which is also why I was scared of Naomi for like a hot second.
Did Naomi happen to you in her in your dream?
Yes, she came to life. I thought she was gonna kill me. Like, I thought that that was like a thing that was gonna come true.
I literally thought I was gonna kill you.
Naomi, yes. Like, this is why I had to have you, like, reassure me that, like, you were not going to kill me. Anyway, we're going back. We're going back. So, I think this was before I knew that, like, things happened. I just always been afraid of my dreams because I've always had, like, sometimes nightmares and stuff. But in this dream, I started off at the end of our, like,
road.
Where the lamppost is.
Mm.
And I don't know why I'm walking in the middle of the night, but I am. And I'm across the street from the lamppost. And I see a figure with a hat. And he's kind of blurry to me, but he is like the deepest black that you could get under a lamppost. So
it's a little odd to me. And so I'm like, okay, just be neighborly, like, you know, wave once and then, like, what walk up, home, dude? Right? Because, like, it's odd, but if you don't, like, act like you're going to freak out, maybe they just won't notice you. So I, like, wave and I walk down the street, right? And since it's, like, the middle of the night, I can hear footsteps behind me. And so I'm like, no, God, no, 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 no. So I glance behind me and across the street, obviously, he's walking behind me. And so I'm like, maybe that's just a coincidence. Like, maybe it's just a coincidence, right? And sometimes I don't notice that I'm, like, dreaming, so it seems very real to me. So I start walking faster because, like, I'm, like, there's dread. And I start walking faster, and I hear the footsteps, like, pick up, which means he's following faster. And so I'm like, oh, my God. And so at some point, I look behind me, and he's, like, you know, like, briskly walking. And so I'm like, okay. So at this point, I just take off running down to my house. Shaking. Yes, yeah, I'm, like, shaking. I'm shaking. Like, And so I take off running towards my house because it's, like, a few, like, houses down now. And I'm like, okay, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. And once I get inside the house, I can lock the door and just, like, you know, book it to, like, the safest place that I know. And so I hear his footsteps running, right? And I'm like, okay, this man is obviously faster than I am because I've not done exercise since I was, like, 8, okay?
You have tiny baby
right?
legs.
Yeah, I have tiny baby legs. I've got to, like, book it. So I finally get there, and, like, there's a lamppost, like, right next to our house. So, like, there's at least some light there, which light always, to me, is, like, safe. So I'm, like, I get to the house. I, like, go around our up to our steps, and I, like, book it up the steps. And I'm fumbling trying to get the door open, right? And I turn around, and the last thing I see is him in front of our house. And so I'm like, okay, he's gotta run up the stairs. Like, I've got that time limit to get into my house, and the door's right here. So I just get the door open when I feel my feet get dragged under me, and I'm pulled away from my own house. And, like, that's where I wake up in my dream, and, that's, like, always terrifying to me, because now whenever I am in front of my door, I always, like, am fumbling to get the door open because I think my feet are always going to be dragged up from underneath me, because I had that dream for a solid, like, 2 weeks.
Something like that.
Every night. Jesus. And it would get to the point where I would refuse to go to sleep unless I was exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, I would only take 2 hours of sleep and then keep going. So.
It is scary, though. Like, it's something that you don't think you're gonna see ever, you know, and then, like, you're seeing this, and it's kind of like, I don't know, like, you know, like, you're seeing it, but you don't believe you're seeing it. So mm-hmm. It's just kind of like, am I crazy right now? And it's just kind of scary. Like, I couldn't look out the window for, even now, it's like, at night, I won't look out the window. I don't want to see that again. I'm good.
Yeah, even now, if I'm, like, standing in that window, like, I'll always, or wherever I am, I'll always stare at that lamppost, like, yeah. All the way down.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
It's just, like, it's always an eye detractor at that point.
Well, and, like, sometimes when we have to go out at night, like, I have to walk with Casey down to wherever we have to go, and we'll have to bring the dog with us just because we both are uncomfortable with that road, and it's the main road in and out of our neighborhood,
yeah.
So we have to pass it, and we have to pass that street lamp, and every time it just gives us so much anxiety, and we didn't know that this was a common thing until I was talking to my cousin about it. And we realized we had the same experience. And then, like, add on top of that, Casey had already told me her story. So we realized it's three of us all having the same thing. So I looked it up and I found out this is a common thing. People see this often. And I actually saw some YouTuber talking about it. And I left him a comment being like, hey, three people in my family have all seen the same exact thing in the same way you have. Like, I know exactly what you're talking about. I know that feeling of terror that you're talking about. And it's terrifying now to know that he's, like, a bad omen. Because, like, after that, I did have a lot of issues at home and at school after that. I don't know. You guys told me you guys really didn't have anything. Case was just super anxious and still was kind of having a panic attack.
I'm cold. I'm sorry. Like,
I didn't have anything happen afterwards. But during that time, around the time that I did see it, I was, like, super depressed. I was super anxious. Yeah, I was just, like, I was, like, in my early 20s. So it was, like, at a time where, like, I didn't know what I was doing with my life. I was, like, super depressed. I didn't think that I was gonna, like, amount to anything. So, like, I was, like, in my head a lot. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it wasn't, like, the best time in my life. So, like, but nothing bad happened after that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I don't remember what age I had that dream at, but, like, I either I had anxiety beforehand or I had it after, but either way, I had anxiety from it, so.
Do you think that it's more, like, drawn to the energy of the house?
What I was reading, it definitely goes for households because that's a big culmination of energy. Mm-hmm. But if a certain individual is also having a lot happening to them, they will also appear and feed off of that person. Like Tyler, my partner, he does see shadow people, but he sees one in particular with really broad shoulders, and he knows that every time he sees that person, someone close to him is going to die within the week.
Oh, no.
So he is very familiar with that, and he does have a lot of negativity around him. One time when I was with him, actually right underneath the street lamp, he saw a black shadow figure of a child, and it ended up following both of us around for about a month and a half after that. But we were both dealing with a lot of negativity at the time, so I think it's a little bit of both, because a home and a household is just a bigger culmination of energy.
Yeah.
So I think that if it can find a household, it's a fucking buffet for them.
Yeah.
So I think that's the big part of it. But it definitely, if a person in particular is having a lot of bad stuff happening to them, or they're very angry, or they're dealing with some sort of traumatic thing happening at the moment, definitely they'll start appearing to that person.
Yeah.
So, like, if you are stressed out, that I feel like you're targeted.
Oh, yeah, I was, like, hella stressed out. I was depressed, stressed out, like, a bunch of negativity, yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing that I was reading that could also be seen as shadow people, and I know you have a lot more to do with this, mm-hmm. is astral bodies and astral projection.
Yeah.
So, like, any time that a person can willingly leave their body, usually this is done in, like, a, like, pre-sleep time, mm-hmm. usually, and you're, like, able to leave your body and explore the world around you, and it takes a lot of work. Like, there's so many videos on YouTube on how to do this, but it's not something I'm ever willing to do, because no. I feel like it's like, hey, I'm gonna leave my body now, then something's gonna come and be like, oh, look, a free body. And then I'm gonna be possessed.
In there.
Yes.
Isn't that a movie about that? Yeah.
Probably.
I've only
Insidious. Yeah.
I've only ever, like, done it either on accident or, like,
fuck, do you do it by accident?
I was asleep.
Can you imagine when they're like, oh shit, that's my body?
Oh shit, there
yeah, go. No, it's really strange to experience, because, like, I was asleep, and I wasn't in my own body, so, like, I don't know how else to explain it, but, like, I've only ever done it on accident when I was like, asleep.
Was this when you broke into somebody's house?
Yeah. I did it on accident. I didn't mean to. I didn't know. And then the other times with my, like, theater teacher, when he was, like, teaching us how to, like,
view
our soul. Yeah, it was strange.
That's weird that they taught you how to do that.
I don't think it was meant to. I think it's only meant to, like, be able to feel every part of your body so that you can be able to maneuver it better. Mm-hmm. But for me, I could, like, see everybody, so.
But I know have a really terrifying experience with this.
Yeah, like, not me personally. I can't astral project,
no.
And I don't fucking want to. Like, I'm good. But I had an ex who could, and even, like, for months after we broke up, We were together for like 5 years, and for months after we broke up, I would wake up to this thing in the corner of my room that was like, it was like bat-like, but also not flying. It was like standing. It was very creepy.
Gross.
Yeah, it was really gross.
Was it Batman?
It wasn't Batman.
Are you sure?
That would have been way better than what the fuck I saw, right? No, and I never connected it. But then I remembered this one time that I tripped acid with my ex, and we were standing in a living room with a mirror, like, above the couch, and he was standing and staring in the mirror, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you standing here in the dark? Like, it's fucking strange. And he was just, like, smiling at the mirror, and it was, like, sinister. Ooh. And then I saw this, like, shadow of the thing I was seeing in my house leave his body. And I was like, oh my god, I need to get the fuck out of here! So I'm pretty sure that's what it was, but I haven't seen it since we moved here, so yeah. That's cool, but I saw
Does he know where you guys live?
No. Yeah. He knew where, like, when Clay and I were living with his parents, he knew where we lived. He didn't know where the last apartment was, but I saw it there, like... Mm. Yeah, I don't know. But since we haven't, like, spoken, yeah. I don't see it anymore.
You also told me one story about how you guys were out and there was, like, some people that you thought maybe were going to attack you guys and you saw it leave him? Or was that somebody else?
No, that was the acid trip. That was the same day.
The same day.
Yeah, it was, like, the mirror thing was after that, but we were outside with a bunch of people, Les and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, there were these dudes following us. And we got freaked out because we're all on fucking drugs. Like, of course we're freaked out.
Paranoia.
Yeah. And there was, like, a group of, like, 6 or 7 of us. But they kept walking really close to a set of our friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, out of nowhere, I saw what I thought was my ex booking it across the park to our friends. But he was still right next to me. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, how'd you run that fast? He's like, I don't know what you're talking about, but it was, like, a shadow of him.
Yeah.
Had run across to, like, make sure they were okay, and then those guys, like, freaked out and left.
Well, yeah, if you fucking see some bat person running at you from across the park, my mind is automatically go, oh my god, Mothman, I pissed you the fuck off! I wouldn't even think, oh, some dude's astral projecting, no, like, fucking Mothman is coming for my ass, and I have to run.
I'm fucked now. Yeah, no, it was really scary, but I haven't seen it since.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
I think the only time that I don't know if it's astral projection or what, because there's the thing that I call the Wendigo. I don't know if it's actually that. We can probably do a whole other series on the Wendigo.
Yeah.
But it was one of the situations where I saw a shadow that was not human-shaped. I feel, like, the way they keep describing astral projection is it's supposed to be, like, your human body and your human form leaving your body.
Bullshit.
No. If you apparently watch people do this, it's fucking terrifying. But... It was one of those situations where I was just, like, a teenager and angry, and...
You're still angry.
Yeah. Nothing's changed.
Okay, I was a teenager, and I was... It might be sleep deprivation, now that I think about it, because I did not sleep as a teenager, but I remember, like, I just got this urge to be, like, I'm gonna push out of my body now. So, like, I stood there, and I imagined... like, actually, like, crawling out of my body, which is super weird, but then all of a sudden I felt something push against my back, and it was almost like I got shot across the room, so, like, maybe I left my body, but I could see myself standing in the middle of my room, and I could see this black shadow thing push out of my back, and it was like it was pulling itself out of my body, and it, like, lifted its head up, and it had... deer antlers.
Oh, damn.
And I was like, what the fuck?
It's kind of dope.
I mean, that's pretty cool, but, like, it had deer antlers, it had long, greasy hair, and, like, after it pulled out my body, it was, like, getting taller and taller and taller, And eventually, like, its antlers were touching, like, it had to, like, hunch over, and even then its antlers were touching my ceiling. And I, like, it stood up, and I could see its full body. It was really lanky and creepy and gross, and I did not like it. And I just remember I, like, shot back into my body the moment it left, and I, like, turned around, slammed my back against the nearest wall to me because I crawled out on my back, and I just sat there looking around the room because I didn't know where the fuck it went. I couldn't see it anymore. And since then, like, I've always caught glimpses of it at times, but it's whenever I'm extremely unfocused. And if I'm, like, meditating or anything like that, I can, like, move around outside of my body. So I don't know if that's considered astral projection or just a really great imagination. but, like, that's the only thing that ever made me think it would be astral projection is the fact that if his looks kind of like a bat, maybe mine's this creepy wendigo-looking thing, and I'm just not fond of that, because why the fuck did it choose that shape? Do you get to choose your astral projection form? Is it Pokemon?
I don't think so.
Pokemon. Do I evolve? That'd be dope.
That's your final form.
Yeah.
My final form.
I want to know if you evolve what you'd evolve into. Like,
is it like I'm the baby Pokemon, and then over time I'm going to evolve into the Wendigo?
That'd be interesting.
Great. That sounds good.
That's not what
we should not do this podcast anymore. I don't want that in my house.
Okay.
Why can't I evolve into a fucking, like, Charizard or something?
Yeah.
Can I be a dragon? I just want to be a dragon.
I mean,
I feel like I'll be that, the fish that just, like, flops down. Yeah. And then eventually, after so many points, I'll just be majestic.
After so long!
Finally! You become a Gyarados. It's fine.
Until then, you have to flop around like a dead fish.
That's my life right now.
When are you going to reach your 100 levels, Lizzie?
You know what? I'll let you know.
But, yeah. I don't want that to be my evolution. It's gross.
Well, I love that for you.
Oh, God. But
at least it's cool looking.
No, it's not!
I don't want to be like, terrifying, yes, but also cool.
Kind of cool.
Do you want me just walking into your house with...
No! Fuck no!
I was going to say, do you want me walking into your house with greasy long hair and looking emaciated? Like, but that's me now.
Do not look like that now!
Okay, looking like some sort of goblin.
Okay, well, see, now all I can picture is you being this tall, like, black thing with antlers, just sitting on the couch with a laptop, just going, having a coffee.
See, I could see you just, like, kicking down my door and just, like, stomping in. And,
I'm, like,
hunched over. Yeah, you're hunched over, and you're just, like, staring at me going, where is he? Like,
oh my God. What am I, who am I asking?
I don't know, whoever you're gonna kill.
Where is he?
Is he?
Like Batman, though?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Batman! Full circle.
I'm with you.
I'm sitting in
the plot thickens.
I'm keeping an eye on you. I'm sorry. Oh my God.
So good.
I'm sorry that I keep you up at night.
Were you trying to get rid of her ex-boyfriend?
I totally was. I'm gonna kick his ass. I mean, I can. Just tell me where he is.
See, where is he?
Oh my God! It is my evolution. No. I'm gonna start crying. Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I have this podcast. It's just gonna be us talking about Pokemon evolutions. We know Lucy's Gyarados. I just want to be Charizard, please.
I want to be Mudkip.
You want to be Mudkip? Yeah. He just wants to be Mudkip.
Oh, cute.
What's the one that you have?
What Pokemon would I be?
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to be Ninetales, but you got to be majestic for that. I am not that. So. have no fucking idea.
I mean, I did call Casey once Snorlax to Tyler, and he was like, why?
Yeah.
And I was like,
no, that's
she
fair.
Sleeps
yeah.
all
that's,
the time.
That's true.
Yeah.
And you can only wake her up by feeding her.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Your pokey food is a plate of food instead.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's
fair.
So shadow people.
So shadow people.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much all I have left is that I wanted to talk very briefly about, like, where they are mentioned in media, as we usually do on this podcast. But surprisingly, they're not actually mentioned in media too often.
Well, they're scary as shit.
Yeah,
so.
I wouldn't. If, like, you have an audience watch.
I don't know, because, like, I feel like there's a very big opportunity there to be like, hey, what's everyone fucking terrified? Shadow people. Let's use them in fucking everything.
True.
Yeah.
But no, they are mentioned in episode 16 of Supernatural.
Of course they are.
John dies at the end. Deep Sleep, they're mentioned in The Twilight Zone. And then a documentary called The Nightmare, where they were doing information on sleep paralysis. As per usual, I'm going to throw in a few video games in there. They are pretty common in a game called Alan Wake. But the entire game, you're just walking around with a flashlight, and that's your only weapon, so...
Great.
It makes sense for them to be there.
Hmm.
But, yeah, that's pretty much it. That's all they're really mentioned, which was very surprising to me.
Yeah.
But I guess, since they are so real to people, and there's no real explanation for them, and they've been around for so long, they just keep that sense of horror and terror and... Maybe by not using them in media, it keeps us afraid of them. Because we don't get used to them.
Mm, I guess.
Because we can see so many monsters and be like, oh, here's another slasher monster, and that's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
We never see these things, and we're just kind of like, fuck, I don't know where you are, where you come from, why are you in my house, and now I'm terrified of you.
Yeah.
Please leave. Yes.
Where is he?
Where is he?
Well, the horrifying part is apparently you just wake up sometimes and the shadow people are just looming over your bed like, hey, what's up? How you doing?
Fuck that.
My name is Jeff.
Oh my god! Doing research for this, I just saw so many horrifying pictures of, like, shadow people. And when I had to look up pictures for our Instagram, which you can go follow, at Not a Boogeyman on Instagram.
Nice plug.
Hashtag spun.
I was doing it at midnight, and oh boy, I did not sleep well last night.
Did you do that at midnight?
Because I'm an idiot. Okay.
Okay. All right.
And I have no patience. So that's all I have for shadow people.
Cool.
I brought the sage for your house.
Oh, good. Thanks. Because I was going to ask you. I was like, okay, we need to clean this fucking house right now.
So, that is shadow people and the Hat Man. And we will see you next week for...
I have no idea because I don't know where we are in the schedule while we're pre-recording all of these things. So, no clue. Come back. Figure it out.
Okay. So, we will see you next week with our next podcast. Bye-bye.
Bye.